At what time do we arrive? Tomorrow would be.
A qué hora?
Yes. To arrive, do you remember?
Llegar.
Right? So, do we arrive?
Llegamos.
Right. Llegamos. Yes. So, a qué hora?
A qué hora llegamos?
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow.
Mañana.
Right. A qué hora llegamos mañana? Mm-hmm. If you want to say, I've just seen it. In Spanish, you say, I just finished from seeing it. Acabo is I achieved. Acabo, I achieve. Acabo, acabo de. Acabo de is used for I've just. It's a very easy way to express the past tense without conjugating, without doing anything, because it's followed by the full verb, by the infinitive. So if you want to say, I've just left, would be, acabo de...
Salgo.
No.
Salir.
The whole verb, salir, acabo de salir. Acabo de is I have just. He has just acaba de. He has just left would be, acaba de...
Salir.
Right. Acaba de salir. It makes would be...
Hace.
Hace. Hace is also used for ago. Hace 10 minutos would be... It makes 10 minutes or 10 minutes ago. So acaba de salir, hace 10 minutos would be... He has just left 10 minutes ago. I've just seen it. I have just would be acabo de
verlo. Verlo.
Right. Say it again.
Acabo
de
verlo.
Once more.
Acabo de verlo.
Yes, but put it together. Acabo de.
Acabo de.
Right. I mean, it's in two words, but in speaking, acabo de. Acabo de, for he or you or she is acaba de, yes, or acabo de, for I. So acabo de verlo. Yeah, or I've just arrived here 2 days ago.
Acabo de salir. No,
not left.
Llegar.
Llegar? I don't know.
Acabo de.
After acabo de, you use the whole verb.
Okay. Acabo de llegar.
Right. Acabo de llegar aquí 2 days ago. It makes 2 days.
Hace 2 días.
Right. Acabo de llegar aquí hace 2 días. Yes. So you can express the past tense with acabo de and the full verb. So, even if you say, I've just arrived here 2 weeks ago, would be?
Acabo de llegar
here,
aquí.
It makes 2 weeks.
Hace.
Only one push.
Hace.
No.
Hace.
No. You are in the present time.
Hace.
Right. Hace dos semanas.
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 Semanas. Semanas.
Semanas. Semanas. For plural. Semana is week, but weeks, you have to hear the S for plural in English too. Weeks, semanas. Yes. Hace dos semanas. So.
Hace dos semanas. Semanas.
Right. So, acabo de llegar aquí hace 2 semanas. Okay.
Muchas gracias. Yes.
Muchas gracias. Congratulations. You have just finished an introduction, a very exciting introduction to a language that gives you practical and functional use of the language in such a short period of time, in a matter of hours, and not weeks or months or years. And it also gave you enough very useful vocabulary, and more than that, an understanding of language, an understanding of how to formulate not only your own thoughts and express yourself, not in memorized sentences, but also give you a sense of vocabulary, a sense of making a distinction between the richness of the English language that consists of Germanic, Anglo-Saxon, and French, Spanish, Italian, and to know and to have discovered how you can guess what in English is of Anglo-Saxon origin and what is of French and Latin origin, which gives you a vocabulary of thousands of words. There should be no problem for you to express yourself and to experience the excitement of being able to express yourself in another language and in the use of the language in conversation and also reading, to see how you can enlarge your vocabulary and get more and more excited about it. I hope that it will have given you great excitement in the experience of learning that can be applied not only to language learning, but to all learning. And I want to share that with you because it gives me excitement. Thank you.
End of recording 8.